Good morning, Cecil. I'm late this morning.
Oh, hello, Sally.
What's the matter, Cecil? Have you got a cold?
No, but I'm tired and sleepy.
Didn't you get any sleep last night?
You darn well know I didn't. The next time I spend half the night trying to find something that you've lost and phoning everybody on Earth, well, you'll know it.
You didn't phone everybody.
Well, most everybody.
Oh, Cecil, you sound so funny.
Ha, ha, ha. Snicker, snicker.
Cecil, I'm sorry you didn't get any sleep.
It's all right.
Is Uncle Thomas here?
He's up in the office with a grouch.
Oh, goodness, everybody's out of sorts this morning.
You know, it took me half an hour to get Ben-Hur started after I left you last night. I don't know what's the matter with that car.
Oh, it's just old, Cecil, that's all.
Oh, yes?
Goodness, Cecil, what a big yawn.
What you got in that package?
Well, what do you suppose?
What do you think I asked you for?
Something.
Never mind.
Well, I've got something nice.
The only thing I'm interested in is a bed.
Old sleepy head.
Why don't you put that old package down? Are you going to work this morning?
I think I will. Uncle Thomas said I didn't have to if I didn't want to.
Huh. I wish he'd make me an offer like that.
I wanted to bring this down to the store.
Well, well. What's in it, Sally?
Something for you.
Something for me?
Yes.
What?
Well, you remember about a month ago I promised you something?
Yeah. You said you'd never speak to me again, and you hoped I'd trip and break a leg and a lot of things.
Oh, Cecil, I did not.
Well, what else did you promise me then?
I told you I'd make something for you.
What? I don't remember.
I told you I'd knit you something.
Don't tell me you've knitted me a pair of socks.
No, it's not that. It's a sweater.
A sweater?
Uh-huh. I've been working on it for a month.
But what do I want with a sweater?
To wear, of course. Well, Cecil, aren't you glad?
Let me see the sweater first.
Well, just for that, I won't give it to you now. If that's all you have to say. After me working so hard on it, too, to surprise you with a present.
Well, you succeeded in surprising me.
Oh, I'll just give it to Uncle Thomas. So there.
Well, if it'll fit him, it's too big for me.
You don't appreciate anything. I hope you freeze to death this winter.
Oh, gee, Sally. I'm sorry. It's really awfully nice of you. Honest.
I was trying to do something for you.
Let me see it.
There, now, see? Here it is. It took me a month to make it. Isn't it pretty? And it's for you.
But Sally, the color. Why did you pick out that color?
Well, I thought it would be becoming to you.
Well, Sally, pink is all right for a girl, but I don't think I could wear it.
Oh, Cecil, pink is your color.
Pale pink, like this? Oh, no.
Well, don't you think it's pretty?
Oh, sure, yes, it's pretty.
I'm so glad you like it.
Sally, I think it's kind of big.
Here, Cecil, take off your coat and try it on.
Oh, not here in the store, Sally.
Oh, what's the difference? Come on.
No, don't. Now, let go. A customer's liable to come in.
Well, I'll wait on him.
Well, two or three customers are liable to come in.
Oh, Cecil, don't be a baby. Try it on and see how it fits.
Well, what size did you make it?
I just had to guess at it.
Sally, I'll tell you. I'll try it on it tonight when I get home.
Oh, Cecil, I don't think you want it.
Oh, yes, I do, Sally. Oh, yes. Oh, I like it.
Well, here now, take off your coat.
Oh, gosh. All right, then. Here. All right, now.
Now pull the sweater on over your head.
Which is the front of it?
Well, here now, let me see it. This is the front. Oh, no, this is the front. Goodness, I can't even remember myself.
I think this is it. Hold it while I get into it.
Here, now put your hand through. Wait a minute while I pull it down.
What's the matter? I can't get it over my head.
Can't you wait a minute till I pull it down?
Now, that's better. I can see daylight. Don't push me.
I'm just brushing the hair out of your eyes.
I'll comb my own hair. Roll up the sleeves a little bit. I can't see my hands.
The sleeves are a little long. But you can roll them up over your wrists.
One sleeve is longer than the other.
Well, wait a minute till I straighten out some of these wrinkles. There now. Comb your hair, Cecil. It's all mopped.
I think I've got it on backwards.
Well, maybe it would look a little better the other way. Here, stoop over and I'll pull it over your head.
All right. Have you got a hold of it? All right, pull it off. Hey, I didn't say pull me, too.
Well, I couldn't help it. There, now. Hold your hands up and put it back on this way.
I ought to make a wish. I put it on backwards.
Well, make a wish, then.
All right. I hope it fits.
What are you crossing your fingers for? Here, hold up your hands.
All right. What's the matter? Will you please pull it down so I can see something?
Well, wait till I get the sleeves up, can't you?
Well, it doesn't taste good.
Now, there you are.
Oh, golly. Don't push me, I told you.
And I told you I was just brushing the hair off your forehead.
It kind of wrinkles under the arms.
Here, now, we'll pull it down. Now look at it.
Holy mackerel, Sally.
Well, what's the matter, Cecil?
Well, look. See?
It's a little too long, isn't it?
Golly, it reaches down to my knees.
Well, here now, we can roll it up.
Yes, but it won't stay up.
Well, I think it'll shrink a little when it's washed.
Well, if it stretches, I won't be able to wear it.
Why, Cecil?
I'll trip over it and fall.
Why, Cecil, you don't sound pleased.
Oh, yes, I am. But it's too big. You can't deny that.
Oh, Cecil, you don't want it. I know you don't.
Oh, yes, I do, Sally. I'll keep it. And I'll wear it, too, sometime.
Just because I made it a little long. Goodness, you're going to grow some.
Sure. Thanks a whole lot. You must have worked a long time.
I did. And it's such a pretty pink. I'm really so proud of it. You won't believe it, Cecil, but it's the first sweater I ever made.
Oh, I believe you, all right.
You don't think I bought it and just said I made it, do you?
Why, of course I don't. Why, I know you made it yourself.
Uncle Thomas doesn't know anything about it.
Didn't you make it at home?
Yes, but up in my room at night.
Gosh, here comes your uncle now. Oh, he looks mad. Quick, help me get this off, Sally.
No, leave it on. It looks nice. I want to see what he says.
Oh, I'm afraid of that. Oh, gosh.
Hello, Uncle Thomas. You beat me down, didn't you?
How do you do, Mr. Smith?
Good morning, dear. Cecil, what is that you have on? A bathing suit?
No, sir.
Oh, Uncle Thomas, it's a sweater. Don't you like it?
It's the awfulest looking thing I've ever seen. Better take it off, Cecil. You'll scare the customers away. I thought you had better taste, Cecil.
Oh, Uncle Thomas, I think you're just horrid. I'm going right home. I don't want to speak.